Have you heard about credit builder loans but aren't quite sure what they are or if they're right for your situation? Well, stay tuned because in today's episode, we're diving deep into the world of credit builder loans to help you understand the pros, the cons, and whether the financial tool aligns with your values as a Christian. This is an episode you don't want to miss.
Welcome to the Ask Rob podcast. We're listening to an experienced financial professional with over 30 years of experience can help you make sense of confusing questions, current headlines, and industry trends about taxes, small business, financial decision-making, investment strategies, and even the art of proper budgeting. Ask Rob makes the complex simple by sharing his real-world knowledge from a Christian perspective with all things financial. Now here's your host, Ralph Estep Jr.
Welcome to our Saturday show. I'm so glad you chose to join us. I just want to thank you for listening and supporting the program. I'm coming to you this morning from the Estep Farm in the Saju Accounting Studio. Let me put on my podcaster hat and put down the overalls and set aside the adding machine, and let's get into some financial wisdom from a Christian perspective. Today we're tackling a topic that's been generating some buzz lately, and that's these things called credit builder loans. So today we're going to talk about what exactly they are, how they work, and most importantly, are they a wise choice for Christians seeking to be good stewards of their finances? Got a lot to unpack, so grab your notebook and let's get started. Before we get started, don't forget to subscribe to the show and join our email list. You do that at AskRobPodcast.com so you don't miss tomorrow's show. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about how to stop worrying and start living, of course, from a Christian perspective on our Sunday Spiritual podcast. So let's start today with our relevant Bible verse. This one comes from the book of Romans, chapter 13, verse 8, and it says this, "Owe no one anything except love to each other, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law." This verse reminds us that as Christians, our primary obligation is to love others as God has loved us. While it doesn't explicitly forbid borrowing money, it does caution us against becoming indebted to the point where we neglect our other responsibilities. So let's start off by asking the basic question. What is a credit builder loan? First things first, let's define what we're talking about. A credit builder loan is a unique financial product designed to help individuals with little to no credit history establish or improve their credit score. Here's how it works. You apply for a credit builder loan through a bank, a credit union, or some online lender. If you're approved, the lender places the loan amount, usually between $300 to $1,000, into a locked savings account. You then make monthly payments to the lender over a set term, typically 6 to 24 months. And here's the best part. The lender reports your payment history to the major credit bureaus. That will be Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. And once you've paid off the loan, you receive the funds from the savings account back to you. So essentially, you're borrowing money from yourself and building credit in the process. It's like a forced savings plan with the added benefit of boosting your credit score. Now that we understand the basics, let's explore some of the advantages of these credit builder loans. The first one, it helps you establish or improve your credit. The truth is, folks, the primary benefit is right here in the name. By making on-time payments, you demonstrate to lenders that you can responsibly manage debt, which can help you qualify for better loan terms and interest rates in the future. It's creating that foundation. Number two, it's low risk. Since the loan funds are held in a locked savings account, there's little risk of overspending or defaulting on the loans. The truth is also, folks, you don't need a large sum of money up front to get started. And number three, it helps you develop financial discipline, and we all could use that. Making regular payments on a credit builder loan can help you create a habit of budgeting and savings. If you listen to this program, that's one of the two things I stress all the time, budgeting and savings, which are essential skills for long-term financial success. Number four, generally have relatively low interest rates compared to other credit building options like secured credit cards or subprime loans. Credit builder loans often have lower interest rates. Now listen, as with any financial product, there are some potential drawbacks to consider. So we don't want to just dive in this without considering the pros and the cons. The biggest con is the limited loan amounts. Credit builder loans are typically small, so they may not have a huge impact on your overall credit mix, which is one of the factors that determines your credit score. There could be also fees and interest. Now, generally, interest rates can be lower than other options. They're not zero. You'll still pay some interest and possibly fees, so it's important to read the fine print and understand the total cost of these loans. Here's another thing you've got to make sure you're aware of. It requires consistent payments. To see the benefits, as with any loan, you've got to make on-time payments every month. Missing payments could put you right back in that bad credit situation and could actually hurt your credit instead of helping it. And here's a big one. It may not address the underlying financial habits. If you have a history of overspending or mismanaging your money, a credit builder loan is not going to be some sort of magic wand that's going to solve all those issues. You really need to dive in and get a better understanding of your overall financial habits. It's so important to address the root causes of financial struggles, not just the symptoms. As Christians, we know the Bible has a lot to say about money and stewardship. If you listen to this program for any length of time, I pulled all those things together. So while credit builder loans aren't explicitly mentioned in Scripture, we can glean some guiding principles from God's Word. First, let's consider Proverbs 22:7, which says, "The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is a slave to the lender." This verse reminds us that debt can be a form of bondage, and that we should be cautious about taking on unnecessary loans. I know I certainly mention this verse frequently, but it applies today as well. You don't want to be a slave to the lender. You don't want to create loans that become a bondage for you. However, the Bible also teaches us to be wise stewards of our resources. In the parable of the talents, that's from the book of Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 to 30, Jesus commends the servants who invested their master's money wisely and earned a return. Building credit responsibly could be seen as a way of stewarding our financial opportunities to provide for our families and further God's kingdom. And truth is this, ultimately, the decision to pursue a credit builder loan is a personal one that requires prayer. It requires wisdom and careful consideration of your unique circumstances. So you might ask, "Ralph, how do I know if one of these credit builder loans is good for me?" Well, you've got to ask yourself a few questions. Number one, do I have a clear purpose for building my credit, such as preparing to buy a home or starting a business? I always believe that if you have a purpose in mind, it's going to help you make a better decision. Number two, have I exhausted other options like secured credit cards? Or how about becoming an authorized user on someone else's account? Number three, can I comfortably afford the monthly payments without straining my budget or neglecting other financial priorities like tithing, savings, or paying off high interest debt? You've got to consider that. And am I committed to using credit responsibly as a tool, not a crutch for overspending? If you can answer yes to these questions and feel at peace about moving forward, a credit builder loan might be a viable option for you. But if you have doubts or reservations, it's okay to hold off and seek God's guidance. So let's talk about some actionable steps. I always try to give you some action items. If you decide a credit builder loan is right for you, here are some practical steps to get started. The first thing you need to do is research lenders. Look for reputable banks, credit unions, or online lenders that offer credit builder loans. And then once you find them, compare their interest rates, compare their fees, and their repayment terms. Number two, you want to check your budget. If you listen to me, you know I always talk about your budget. Make sure you can comfortably afford the monthly payments without sacrificing other financial goals. Remember, the point is to build credit, not to create additional financial stress. Number three, apply for the loan. You want to gather the necessary documents like proof of income, your identification, and submit your application. Be prepared to answer some questions about your employment, your income and expenses, just like any other loan or financial decision. And here's a big one, folks. Number four, I can't stress this enough. Set up automatic payments. Once approved, set up automatic monthly payments from your checking account to ensure you never miss a due date. How crazy would it be to set up one of these credit builder loans and then make your credit worse in the process? And number five, monitor your progress. Check your credit score regularly to see how your credit builder loan is impacting your credit. Many lenders offer free credit monitoring services. I've noticed that most of the credit cards I have, each of them have a free credit monitoring service built into it. And here's the final thing. Keep the end goal in mind. Remember, a credit builder loan is a means to an end. Stay focused on your larger financial goals and don't be tempted to take on unnecessary debt just because your credit is improved. You might start getting some offers once that credit score goes up, but don't buy into that. The goal is to build wise credit and make wise decisions. Before we wrap up, I want to remind all of our listeners to visit our podcast page. You do that at askralphpodcast.com. There you can leave a review, share your thoughts, or even send us a message with questions for future episodes. As I mentioned yesterday, we're building our calendar of episodes. So if you've got an idea for the show, I would love to address it on the show. And while you're there, make sure you join our email list so we can send you our daily email with what's going on the show. A lot of our listeners have said they really look forward to that to know what to listen to today. While you're there, you can also schedule a consultation with me if you have some specific circumstances that need attention. That's one of the things I offer by Zoom, or you can do it in person. If you don't live here in the great state of Delaware, you can do it on Zoom. And here's one thing I want you to do. If you know someone who's struggling with credit, and a lot of people are, we are in tough times financially, or they're struggling with their finances, encourage them to listen to this show and to listen to our show in general. We share daily ways to improve your financial situation. I think we're up to 400 episodes on our website, all designed to help those who are seeking assistance. If you know someone who could benefit from this, do me a favor and share this episode with them. Well, there you have it, folks, a deep dive into the world of credit builder loans. We've explored what they are, how they work, and the pros and cons of what the Bible has to say about the debt and stewardship. Building credit is an important part of financial health, but as Christians, we must always view it through the lens of our faith. We are called to be wise stewards, to live within our means, and to trust God as our ultimate provider. A credit builder loan may be a helpful tool in that journey, but it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. Everyone's situation is different. So before I go, I want to leave you with one final encouragement from Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. And it says this, "And my God will meet all of your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus." So here's something to remember. No matter what your credit score is, remember that your true worth and security are found in Christ alone. If you found this episode helpful, again, be sure to check out our website. That's at askgrouthpodcast.com for more resources on personal finance and faith. And if you have a specific money question you'd like me to address on a future episode, don't hesitate to reach out. As always, thank you for tuning in. Until next time, stay financially savvy, keep seeking God's wisdom, and may God bless you abundantly.
Thank you for joining us on the Ask Ralph podcast. And with a simple click to subscribe, we'll invite you back to our next episode. And remember, financial issues don't have to be complicated. Just ask Ralph. The information contained in this episode of Ask Ralph is based on data available as of the date of its release. Saggio Accounting Plus and Ask Ralph Media, Inc. is under no obligation to update this content if changes occur. Applying this information to your specific situation requires careful consideration of all facts and circumstances, and any information provided is not to be considered as financial, tax, or legal advice. Please consult your tax advisor or attorney before acting on any material covered.